We welcome in the precious name of our Lord. Just feel free. Feel at home. We are, of course, gathered out of many languages to hear one language, namely the language of God. To receive that what He has prepared for us in these days. We have understood that we not only arrived in the end time, but at the end of the end time. And we are really counting with the return of our Lord in our time. The Holy Scripture says that we should be like people who are waiting for their Lord. And then it's written, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And afterward, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. For the foolish virgins, the bridegroom came too early. They were not ready. Too early he came. And Peter writes, the Lord tarries not with a promise, but he doesn't also want that some who are ordained for salvation, that they get lost. He wants that the last ones are being called out. But not only being called out, but being prepared. And this, according to my understanding of the Holy Scripture, this is the main reason, the main thought of all the promises for our time. That at the end, a bride church is being called out, prepared, going out to meet the bridegroom. God will not leave His own at the halfway. He will go with us the whole way until the end, until we come from believing unto seeing. To be honest, if He doesn't reach with those who believe Him now, with whom shall He then reach His goal? And when Peter writes, "Ye are the chosen people, you are the chosen people of God, the chosen generation," then also now they have to be believers, not only at that time, but also in our time, have to be believers who make their election sure, who just know, "I am ordained from eternity on, from eternity ordained to see the glory of God." Here we have still greetings to give you from Guadeloupe and also greetings from various countries of the earth. For me, it has become difficult to give greetings here. I was very much rebuked that some brothers I mentioned by name, other brothers I didn't mention by name, some countries I mention and some countries I do not mention. I was very much rebuked. It was painful to me. What shall I do? One cannot do well with all people. And one cannot always think on all things. But this, you who are gathered here, this you should know. And all who are online right now, in the Lord, we appreciate all brothers and sisters. in all colors, in all nations, all over the earth. Because this is the first promise which God gave to Abraham in Genesis 12. I will bless thee, and in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. God, according to Galatians 3, God blessed all nations of the earth in Christ. He included them in the salvation. In the prophet Isaiah, it's written, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And in the last great commission, it was said, go into all the world, make disciples among all nations, teach them to keep all what I have commanded you. The singers were using the word from the prophet Zechariah. There shall be light at evening time. Brother Branham, he used it 125 times. 125 times, Brother Branham, in his sermons, he mentioned the word from the prophet Zechariah. At evening time, there shall be light. And we say to it, Lord, abide with us, because it has become evening. The day is far spent, and the night cometh. I really want that all brothers are feeling at home. Beloved Brother Graf, beloved Brother Müller, all brothers from east and west, from south and north, feel free, be blessed in the name of the Lord. All brothers from all nations, tongues and nations, tribes. May God give grace that all the ministering brethren, that they are submitting to Him and under His word and under the Holy leading of the Holy Spirit. Our beloved brother, he read a powerful word, a word for every family which is here today. Brother Ziegler, a word for you, and for all the others. I read it once again from Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 17 and 18. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him. And now listen closely now. All who have children, all who are having a family, please listen closely. And His righteousness unto children's children. And with whom? With whom? This is written in verse 18. To such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments, to do them. To do them, to live them out. What a word. Brother Müller, what a word. Beloved brothers, what a word. Children's children are included with those who keep His covenant. Say amen. That's how it is. And all who are not yet saved will be saved very shortly. God will keep His covenant. And He will fulfill the word in all them who remember His covenant. Did we not write it in the last circular letter? All the scriptures where God spoke of a covenant. And then we remember the new covenant which He made on the cross of Calvary. And then we remember the first sermon For unto you is the promise, and unto your children, and to those who are far off. Yes, brothers and sisters, receive this word as a promise for you personally, and thank God for it, that we are not only hearing the word, but that we personally receive it for us, that we stand upon it to see it fulfilled. Oh, what a wonderful word. There are many things about which one could speak. We will not spend time with timely events now. We have all understood that also in the political and on the religious level, everything takes its course, and that the whole world is concentrating to Israel and to Jerusalem, to no other city of the world, to no other land, but to the people of God, to the land of God, to the city of God. And in this connection, I think also on our schools in all the countries, the doctrine of evolution. And if I then read in Genesis 2, and God completed his work, and he saw that everything was good, and he rested on the seventh day. And today, those are ridiculed who are believing it. Yes. This is worldwide known, and I had to think about when Darwin, in the year 1851, was in this desperation because his daughter Annie, with 10 years, she died on tuberculosis, TB. He just went mad. And this madness of one single man was enough to mislead all those who let themselves be misled. But thanks be to God, there are still people who know who the Creator is. And this we also said, Moses, the man of God, who wrote the first books of the Bible, 2,500 years after the creation, he described every single day as it happened. And then it's written from evening and morning was a day, and the next day, and the next day, and so forth. Everything he described precisely what God did on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day. And then are people coming and are saying, evolution, a great bang. Many are having a big bang, yes, but one cannot change it. This is just the course of time. God and his word are ridiculed, and all the others are celebrated. But let us leave this now. We believe as the scripture says. We believe that the creation has a creator, and the redeemed have a redeemer. Not a religion, but a redeemer they have. The Lord redeemed us. Now, the developments of the end time, what refers to it, let me read 5 scriptures from the Holy Scripture so that you might know that it is also written like this, that right at the end, only one single person will have the say-so. All the others In the meantime, they can also speak something. But right at the end, only one person will have to say so. Let us read it without comment. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. And here, it is verse 25. And keep in mind the singular. Daniel 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words. Not they and not many. He, a single person, he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand 1 year, 2 years, and half of a year. Here we have the last section before the start of the millennium. Daniel 8, verse 24 and 25. Please take note, again, pay attention, the singular. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy fearfully, and shall prosper and accomplish, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And this hurts. This hurts. He shall also destroy the mighty and the holy people. Let us not read on. Daniel 9. Daniel 9. Verse 27. Pay attention to the singular. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Revelation chapter 13. And here we read only verse 5. Revelation 13, verse 5. And there was given unto him, not to many, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. After the making of the covenant, that's how the Holy Scripture teaches it, it will be 7 years. The first 3.5 years for the ministry of the two prophets, and the last 3.5 years where the Antichrist has the alone rule on the earth. But then it happens according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Here we have the announcement, 2 Thessalonians 2, in verse 8 it's written, and then shall that lawless one be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So much to this subject. Everything is shaping up now. And we are so grateful to God for the word of prophecy. For the word of prophecy which illuminates us, everything what has to happen now, up into all the details, it illuminates it to us. And we thank God that He by grace has opened our understanding for the Scripture. And we will not dare to go beyond the Scripture until today, we remained in the limits of the Word. Not a single time we have left the Word, because the Word is in us and we are in the Word. And the Lord has a church in which the Word has become true and which will remain true until the end. Actually, yesterday, I wanted to say about that what happened since 1966, after the going home of Brother Branham. And we all know, if we read the Holy Scripture, whether it was in the time of Moses, of Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, whenever it was, there was always a continuation which God made, and God always took care for it so that it goes on always. And when we last Saturday were in Brussels, I had to think about it, that Brussels was the first city in Europe in which we proclaimed the end time message, 1966. 1966, in September and October, we had 25 cities in Belgium, Holland, Germany, Austria, Switzerland. We were including them. In the first round, for this, God was taking care already in advance that all the contacts in all the neighboring countries were already made. 1959, Brother Frank, with his brother Helmut, he drove from Krefeld to Lyon. 1959. And the manager, to speak with the manager of T.L. Osborne, to prepare the meetings for the world evangelist Osborne. But God used this opportunity, God used that the brothers, that I met the brothers in Europe, and I got contact to all the neighboring countries. And so the meetings, when the time was fulfilled, the meetings could be arranged and could be held. For me, the last Saturday in Brussels was a very special day, a day on which I could remember to those things how the end time message took its course, took its beginning, and then taking its continuation by His grace. And brothers and sisters, the same, my heart was filled with sadness, and it's still today filled, because, and this I say also, not out of criticism, this I say because it was like this, because within the message, from the very beginning, brothers came on the scene who didn't remain in lockstep, who didn't remain in the word, in the message, but who came up with special revelations. This started in July 1969, when the moon landing took place. The first brothers in New York, they put up the thesis together with the brother from India, that the Son of Man has come in an hour where one didn't expect it, namely, at the day of the moon landing, 1969, it started that brothers put up their own doctrines, which they declared their special revelations, their own revelations. And this took its course and is taking its course until today. We cannot change it, but at this place, we have the right to preach the Word of God, to put it upon the lampstand. And it's our holy duty to not let anything count, but only the written and revealed Word of God. And to this, let me make the remark here. Whoever thinks on his inside, the one is the written word and the other one is the revealed word. Such a man would be better to leave this building now. The written word is the revealed word. And the revealed word is the written word. And that it remains like this until all eternity. The doctrine within the message is that the written word nobody understood, and that there was a need of a prophet to bring the revealed word. Such a misleading, a misunderstanding. A prophet of God has not interpretations. A prophet of God has the original word of God and proclaims it and puts it upon the lampstand. But then, if certain experiences, and to this belong then dreams, and perhaps even prophecies, if this then is being pulled into it, let me read a couple of quotes of Brother Branham concerning the fire and the things which people have seen or experienced. From the sermon, the 18th of March, 1962, here it says, Korah was not a prophet according to the scripture, but before the people it looked very good. The same is today. Today, they have blood on their hands. Today, they have fire. Even on the platform, today, they have oil on their hands. And then, Brother Branham continues. Yes. One could read many quotes. In this quote here, it says, from the 10th of June 1962, here Brother Branham says, notice, today they have their own doctrines, their own confessions, their own statements of faith. And the one says, I have fire. The other says, I had a great sensation, a feeling. All are saying something. And behind and afterward, they say, Hallelujah. And then comes one of the most important quotes of Brother Branham concerning such experiences. Namely, from the sermon from the 26th of December 1963, here we read, it must be confirmed and testified of two or three witnesses. At least two or three witnesses have to be here to confirm that what was said, to judge that what is said. Only then it can be received. And it has to be in conformity with the word of the Lord. Then comes the sentence, but in some ministries it always happens that spirits are creeping in. Namely, as if they would just fly in. And then comes something very powerful. And we know that it's only right if it is in conformity with the Word of God. And then the sentence, if there's something in a ministry, then it has to be covered up. It has to be covered up, and then it has to be judged before it can be received. Here we have now the most tremendous quote. I have many quotes here, namely from the 3rd of May 1951. Here it is about the angel of the Lord. I read, when the angel of the Lord would come, whose servant I am, if he would come and would appear as the pillar of fire, so similar, and the light would appear. Many things have been said. And then, if his message and that what he says, if it doesn't agree with this word, then I would not accept it, but I would curse him. But I would curse him. So, if an angel would come down from heaven and would come on the scene and would say something which is not in agreement with the word, then Brother Branham says, whether he appears in the pillar of fire or whether in the light he would appear, if it is not in conformity with the word, then I would curse him. Just go today from country to country, from city to city. Oh, what is being preached there, which is not in conformity with God and His Word at all. And all are speaking of the message and of the messenger and are misled. But what did Paul say? And even if an angel would come down from heaven and would preach unto you another gospel, then the curse is upon him. This is still valid today. God deserved, our Lord is worthy that His word, that His gospel is being proclaimed crystal clear and being kept crystal clear and being proclaimed for all who last week and were listening. That shall one say it? Let us just read one sentence of Brother Branham. From the 8th of January 1961, directed, addressed to all who say that the mercy seat is no more mercy seat. They say, the Lord is already about, it's already descending now. Let me read here from this quote of Brother Branham. Let me read it. In the moment when the church is raptured, the mercy seat turns into a judgment seat. Say amen. not 30 or 40 years ago. And the return of Jesus Christ is not a process as being proclaimed. This is a lie. The return of Jesus Christ is an event, and it will take place. And when it takes place, then the trump of God shall sound, and the voice of the archangel, and the Lord himself, that's how it is written, the Lord himself will descend, and the dead in Christ shall resurrect. Whoever teaches that the Lord, since the opening of the seals, has left the mercy seat and is descending, he's both. He neither has a sound mind, nor he has a clear understanding for the Holy Scripture. Just imagine, the time of grace would have come to an end. Where would we be today? We are depending on the grace of God. And the blood of the Lamb is still on the mercy seat. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. We may come to our Lord just as we are. And he forgives trespass. And he doesn't remember the sin anymore. It is my holy duty. It is my responsibility before the Almighty God to take care that only God comes to his right to speak. Only God, through his word, speaking with us. Everything else is for all the others. And they will not ask us. They will all do, and they will all do what they think to be right. We have to do that, what God thinks to be right, what God says is right, proclaiming his word according to the truth. Let us read some scriptures which really touched my heart. I could read still quotes here, but the Holy Scripture included everything what we have to know. Yeah, it's written already. And what was the main thought of our Lord when he spoke about the end time? Let us read it from Matthew, chapter 24. I will not read many verses, just that we know what kind of desire our Lord had when he spoke of the end time. Matthew 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. The deception at the end of time would be made such in a crafty way that if it were possible, also the elect would be deceived. That's how it is written in Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it is possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. That what happens in the end time, in the last period of it, the Lord, in a special way, he emphasized it. Yes, he foretold it to us in all the Gospels. He left it to us. In Mark, we have the same warning. Mark 13, verse 4 and 5. Here it says, tell us, Mark 13, verse 4 and 5, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled. Then verse 5, and Jesus, answering them, began to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. This is the warning of our Lord addressed to his people in this time, just before the return of Jesus Christ. And please remember, from the first time on in the Garden of Eden, where the enemy made the enticement that, namely to that what God the Lord said, just a little bit he changed it, and already it happened. The enemy uses always the word of God to present his false doctrine. And then we remember the word of the Apostle John, that no lie is of the truth, but truth remains the truth forever. The lie is the twisting of the truth, and we have to take heed to it. It can look very biblical, but it doesn't have to be biblical. Therefore, let us look into the Word and let us be taught by God. This is the general proclamation and the general hint to what would happen, to what we have to take heed to, generally. But now, what is in the church? And to this, we have to go to the book of Revelation to see how the deception, how the misleading is not made somewhere in general, but how the deception is happening in the church. And to this we read now from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 20. Revelation 2, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, who calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. A she-evangelist could not do it. And a sister Phoebe could also not do it. But a prophetess who has the respect before all the church, namely the thus says the Lord, there we have to pay attention. Because there it can happen that even servants of God are hearkening to the thus says the Lord, which is no thus says the Lord at all, but the revelation of their own thoughts. And here we have to pay attention very carefully. The main deceiver is Satan, who rules over the people. And by this, he passes on his deception and his wrong things. Revelation 12, verse 9, we have the description that the main deceiver will then be cast down. Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Satan is the arch deceiver. In the Garden of Eden he started, and he will only cease when the bride church was raptured. And then it says, the deceiver of the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, to the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Let us also read Revelation chapter 13, verse 14, to have the connection. Revelation 13, verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. We cannot go into details here, but we have it very clearly from the sermons of Brother Branham. We heard it clearly. The one beast came from the earth, spake first as a lamb, and then as a dragon. But the fourth beast came forth from the sea of nations. You can read it in Revelation and in the prophet Daniel. What happens now? Here in Europe, the last world power, and this only a few people know, that it is about the Roman treaties which were made in March 1957. In the Vatican they were signed, and that the old Roman Empire is again coming to power. Power over all the other nations of the earth. We don't go now into details, but we see it now. We have not the election in France and Germany, no, European election. And who of us is asked to have a vote? On one day we have one vote, and then everything is over forever, and all are doing what they like, or what they shall do. But now coming to us, to the people of God, the outward things on the political level, on the religious level, will take its course. And if, for instance, Mr. Obama is both, he's a Sunnite Muslim, and he, of course, together with his wife Michelle, he converted to Christendom. But what did he remain on his inside? Up to his 11th year, he was visiting the Muslim school in Jakarta, visiting the mosque, just everything what belongs to a child, whatever is sown into this child remains in it. And now we come to the uniting of the two world religions. All the others have no vote at all. Buddhism, Hinduism, the Shintoism, and all the other religions, all of them, they have no vote at all. But two religions who are blood-stained, they have a vote. And both world religions are very much stained with blood. We have said it here before. The whole list, one can read it. 22 millions were murdered in the seven crusades. For whom? For what? for what? Only that Rome and the church could rule. And what happened in Yathrib, when the Jews who were staying there, about 700 in number, they didn't receive Mohammed as their prophet Elijah. What happened then afterward? All the Jewish men, they were murdered. And the women and children, they were led astray. Both religions, they were executing power, religious power and worldly power, they were executing. And these two religions are claiming to Jerusalem. Both of them are claiming the right to Jerusalem. And therefore, we see that how all this had to come together, because it belongs to the course of the end time. And so, we want to thank God that all that is taking its course. And I say it once again, we are very, very close to the end. We are closer to the end than many think. And the same, it must be said now. Please, remain sober. Whoever wants to build a house, let him build it. Whoever wants to buy it, buy it. Whoever wants to marry, marry. Please, remain sober in every way, every day, until the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is very important with the believers. Remaining sober, planning for the whole life, but to be ready at every hour, to be ready to be raptured. And brothers and sisters, to this, we can once again refer to Mark 13, but also recently has become a trouble, that we don't know when our Lord comes, be it at evening time, be it at midnight, or be it at the cock crowing, or in the early morning. This, of course, points to that nobody on earth knows the direct moment, the direct hour when it happens. Therefore, it says, time and hour, nobody knows. Day and hour, nobody knows. Must somebody make out a doctrine out of it? That Brother Branham had a ministry at evening time, and Brother Frank had a ministry at midnight, and that now another phase has broken forth, namely the message of the cock crowing. Who says this? Where does it speak of a message of a cock crowing in the Holy Scripture? In my Bible, it only says when Peter was denying before the maid to know the Lord, then the cock was crowing. This was no message at all which should be brought. This was that Peter repented and began to weep, because he was convicted. The Lord told him, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. And behold, it happened before the maid. Yes, the fire was burning, was warming up a bit, and behold, and the cock was crowing. And this shall be a message for the bride? No. Brothers and sisters, I have great pain in me. Not all will understand it, but I have great pain in me. And I tell you also why. When I just mentioned how God was leading everything, really, from 1949 on, when I heard the name of Brother Branham for the first time in Hamburg, on Buck Street number 6, when brothers, evangelists, came from the USA, among them David Duplessis from South Africa, Paul Herman, and who they were, and they were preaching the word, They are somehow felt in my heart. There is something. Without knowing. And then God was leading it in such a way that this ministry didn't remain in secret. But when I then look back, how many thousands, 16,000 were gathered in Karlsruhe, 8,000 in Karlsruhe, and in Zurich, everywhere thousands were coming together. It was in my heart to have to this ministry. You have to get access. Something was speaking to me on my inside. I didn't know what was all about, but I knew there is something in which you have to take part in it. I told you. Then came June 1958. When Brother Branham told me, you will return with this message to Germany. Shall I say to you, I emigrated. I was building a house in Salt Lake, Canada, Ontario. I was living in wonderfully. And then Brother Branham told me, you will return to Germany with this message. I was driving a very nice Ford, blue-white Ford, driving it. I had a wonderful life. And behold, the prophet of God says, you will return with this message to Germany. I left everything. And I returned. And then God, one thing after the other, he laid. And if I... Let me say this here today at this place. I've said it here before, and I hope that you know that I don't come from Texas and I don't tell stories, but I, Brother Frank, in that moment when he died and when he went from us, I saw him clothed in a suit. I have seen him going up on a cloud on the 24th of December 1965 at around 23 hours. And in this experience, I've said, Brother Branham, why do I see you on that cloud? Yes, but I didn't know that this was the moment when he was called home. Just go to Revelation 11. The two prophets, after they are killed, they also, on a cloud, they will ascend to heaven. Just go to 1 Thessalonians 4. Also we will go up in a cloud. Just go to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Go to Luke 24. And a cloud took him up, and he vanished from their sight. Brothers and sisters, with God there is harmony. With God there is agreement, conformity. And he has the right to announce what shall take place and what has happened. And as I said before, 1959, I had the contacts already. And then, after the burial of Brother Branham, I returned. And I, of course, knew only one thing has to happen. Namely, that the message of God, the word of God, is reaching into all the lands of the earth. I look back to all the years. All together, when I have 1962 before me, I look back to 47 years now, in which I was walking in the ways of God. Whether every decision was right, this I leave up to God. But you will also not be able to judge it, and no other one will be able to judge it. But one thing I can say here, That what has happened in the kingdom of God, this I would do exactly the same as I did it. Be it with Noah, be it with Moses, and with all the prophets, I can say, I did all things according to the word of the Lord. Let us summarize in the three scriptures of what is about now. Firstly, Ephesians chapter 6. Now it's really about that the last battle, the spiritual battle, is being fought, namely, with the whole armor of our God. And we will read it from Ephesians, chapter 6, and here from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In His power. Not in your power. Not in my power. In His power. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let us ask today, let us pray that God, as the whole church, with all the ministering brethren, with all who are having responsibility, having a special responsibility, that we are endued with the whole armor of God. Do you agree with it? We need it. We need it. We need the whole armor with the power from on high, the whole armor of our God. And as we said yesterday, also as the church, we have to take responsibility. And as Paul was asking at the time, that one should remember him in prayer. So we are doing it today. We always ask you to pray for us. And I tell you how this functions. When the church, is behind the servant of God in prayer, who preaches the word of God, then the faith is edified, build it up. Then comes the atmosphere as one needs it, namely, so that the word finds confirmation, so that sinners are saved, that the bound ones are delivered, and the sick are healed, and that all are being blessed. It has to be the responsibility for all the church, together with those who are proclaiming the word. In verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And to this, I just want to say, our Lord conquered everything already on the cross of Calvary. He has crushed the head of the serpent. He has taken away the power of death. He rose on the third day and he said, I live and ye shall live also. His resurrection is the guarantee that by the power of the shed blood, that our redemption took place. Forgiveness of all sins, of all trespasses. As we read in Psalm 103 already, let us receive it as a gift of God. More God cannot do for us than what He did already. And because the blood of the Lamb was shed, therefore, it says in Revelation 19, the marriage of the Lamb is come. The marriage of the Lamb is come. All who by the blood of the Lamb have received redemption and who have received the word of God, who not only were washed in the blood of the Lamb, but who were sanctified in the word of God, who were taking a bath, as written in Ephesians 5. And then our Lord says, you are already clean for the sake of the word which I have spoken to you. And then it says, they have overcome him, the enemy, by the power of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Not by knowledge, not by teaching, by the power of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It remains forever like this. We are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the resurrected one, the ascended one, and the one who will return. But now, quickly to the next verses. Verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let us look at it practically. Do you know how this shall be done? Do I know how this shall happen? Therefore, take unto you the whole arm of God. How? How? How can I? Brothers and sisters, you see of what we have to pray now as the whole church, that to those who have to carry the word and who use the word of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, that they know in the moment when they come, go to the front, they have to know it. They don't have to know it before, but they have to submit under the leading of the Holy Spirit so that the word of God can be passed on in such a way that all are being blessed. Be it whether teaching, whatever it might be, that they receive it. One question now. Do we want to pray together and just say, dear Lord, as at the beginning, how was the first prayer of the church in the book of Acts, chapter 4? Lord, stretch forth your arm. Give your servants power to proclaim your word. Do you all want to pray for us, for me? Lord, give your servants, in plural, power. Give them the whole armor of God. Give them the sword of the Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit. Also, we are coming here, and we don't know what shall be said. We are coming here with no ready program, but God has the program already ready, and we just have to fit into it. Here it speaks of the evil day, and sometimes it's not only one evil day, sometimes it's more than one evil day. To resist and having done all, to stand. And now, addressed to all, verse 14, Stand therefore, not only the preacher, but the believers, the body of the Lord, the whole church. Stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. In the church, in the end time, not one single interpretation may be found. But as written here, having your loins girded with truth, not with interpretation, not with lie, but girded with truth. And God's word is the truth. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and leads us into all truth. And then, that's directed, addressed to all of us, verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The preparation is here. The enduing belongs to it. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Yes, dear Lord, tell me, how can this take place? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. To this I can just say, dear Lord, I don't know how this shall happen in detail. I am available for you. Let this word become true. Do you all have the desire? Brothers and sisters, do you all have the desire, the longing, that all these words which we are reading, that they are not only being heard, but that they are connected with the longing, oh God, let it happen, let it become like this, as it is written here. And then the moment has come where God will manifest himself. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We all know of the mighty experience of Brother Branham when he was in the Sabino Canyon, and suddenly a sword was laid into his hand, right into his hand it was laid, and the voice said, this is the sword of the King. Not only a sword, but the sword. And then we see from the mouth of our Lord goes forth a two-edged sword, and a true servant of God has the same word, the same revelation, which we may bear now by his grace. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God's Word, since 1945, in April, it has become a blessing to me. This I say, I like to say it, on and then, after our 10-week refuge, after we walked many kilometers after the horse wagon, as we were escaping, as this flight was finished at the day before Good Friday, and our dad was opening up the Bible. He was reading, he was weeping, he was thanking. He was thanking that we escaped. Since that day on, Brother Frank read the Word of God
in das Herz aufgenommen.
Every day, since that day, I read the Bible daily. For me, God's Word is everything. And I hope that for all of us, it is like this. That we are not only hearing God's Word, but that God's Word lives in us, and that we are living in the Word of God. Here, in verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And then Paul includes himself in verse 19, also for me, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. This is my desire, and this is my prayer. That what we were reading today, that with all of us, and through all of us, that it can become true, up to the verse 19. And for me, for us, who we have to preach the word, as often as we open up our mouths, that the word is being given to us by God Himself, so that we can pass it on. And the mystery of the gospel, to make it known, to the people of God in a worthy way. I said already yesterday, here we have all the wonderful quotes of the promises of God. And all of us, we believe that we are the children of promise. We believe that we are now in the last section of the divine plan of salvation, just before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are looking to Jerusalem. We are looking in general to what is happening on the earth. And time and again, we can say, as the Lord also said it, lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. But before this day really is here, we want today, we want to pray today that Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10 on, in all of us can find fulfillment. That we find grace in the sight of God. That all these words which we heard being girded with the truth. Not one single lie may be found in our mouths. You can read it. Also of the people of Israel. And no lie was found in their mouth. No interpretation. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But only the word of the Lord. As a brother phoned me today and he said, Brother Frank, to you applies what is written in 1 Kings chapter 17, the last verse. For the word of the Lord is the truth in your mouth, and this shall remain like this until all eternity. Let us summarize in 2 or 3 minutes. Let us summarize. We all understood that we see Bible prophecy in its fulfillment. We all understood that the main deceiver, the ark deceiver, has misled all of mankind, and all are actually in rebellion toward God and in rebellion toward the will of God in all the religions, in all the programs. And then there is the remnant who were called out, really, who are following Jesus Christ. And they followed the Lamb wherever it went. We are not following a man. We are following the Lamb wherever it goes. So, may this be our slogan. And in connection with this, let it be said once more. Just read Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 on until verse 20 in the coming week, and pray about it and tell it to the Lord. Let it become like this with all of us who are hearing your word. Let it become like this with those who are preaching your word. It has to be a heart's desire for all of us. I tell you, it must become a heart's desire for us. If it is not a heart's desire for us, what then? Then we are ignorantly walking on, and the word cannot accomplish for what God has sent it for. To Him, the faithful God, be the honor. Despite of all the misleading on all the ends of the earth, also within the message, despite it, the true word of God remains standing. And all who are born of God, they will receive the word in them. Please remember the word from yesterday. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God. And remember verse 6. We are of God. We, who we preach the word, ye, who you are hearing the word, we are of God. The same word which is being preached is in us. And the same revelation which God has given is being given to all who are hearing the word. And therefore, we are all being taught by God. To Him, the Almighty God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to our God, to Him be the honor through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And before we say Amen, I have the request connected with the question, shall this become a heart's desire for all of you? With what you stand up and with what you go to bed again. And I tell you how it is. A real heart's desire which a man has, with them he goes to bed, and with this he stands up again. Who has this experience? Who made this experience? Of course, the young people. The young people don't have it yet. But a real desire of heart, which a man has, with this he goes to bed, and with this he gets up again. May this become our heart's desire. Also, the day over, may it be our heart's desire. When we go to bed, when we get up, may it be our heart's desire. Lord, come with your church to your right. Come to your right with all of us. Help us so that we together reach the goal. Shall we unite like this in the Lord? And from now on, praying and believing that God has His way with all of His people. In Jesus' holy name, Amen. We stand up, dear brothers and sisters.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, Wer stimmt einen Chorus an?
Who says a chorus?
Oh mein Gott, mein Gott. Mein Gott, mein
Gott. Ich bitte um ein neues Erlebnis.
Ich bitte um ein neues Erlebnis.
I ask for a new experience. I love him. I love him. Once again.
Heute werden wir
today,
gemeinsam
we will pray together.
Werden noch einige Brüder rufen.
We'll call some brothers
hier vorne mit uns beten werden.
Who will pray with us in the front.
Und Gott darum bitten,
asking God
dass er sein Wort
that he makes through his word
in uns bewirkt.
And that he works faith in us.
Alles
the faith that everything what God promised
and
whatever he wants to find in us, that he gives it to us. How should God not give everything to us through Jesus Christ? God restored everything. In doctrine, the doctrine about the Godhead, not three persons, but one God, who revealed himself to ourselves for our salvation in heaven as our Father, in his only begotten Son on the earth, and in the Church through the Holy Spirit. God above us, God among us, and God in us to carry out his plan of salvation which he purposed before the foundation of the world and to give us the adoption as sons through the Son. Everything is ordained by God and planned in such a way. And that's how it also took place. The same with water baptism. Not on the three titles. The name was not mentioned in Matthew 28 on purpose, although originally there are only written four words, and baptize them into my name. That's how it is written in the Testament of Nestle, printed in Geneva. That's written in the footnote how the original commission sounded in Matthew 28, verse 19. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, and teach all nations, and baptize them into my name. As we have it today, it was only added when the doctrine of the Trinity came up, and only in the year 368 everything was finished. But we thank God for the revelation of His Word. Regardless of the translations are perfect, as we want to have it or not, the revelation is perfect. And in the book of Acts, chapter 2, in chapter 8, chapter 10, in chapter 19, it was given to us. With the Jews, with the Samaritans, and with the Gentiles, all were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And it has to be said, whoever is not yet baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is not yet baptized biblically. He didn't make the covenant, he didn't confirm the covenant with God yet, because that's how it is written in Peter, according to the Luther translation, the covenant of a good conscience with God. God made the covenant with us on the cross of Calvary by the blood of the Lamb, but the believers are confirming that they received the forgiveness and the reconciliation. And then they let themselves be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Back to the beginning, back to the Word, back to Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now we will pray together that God blesses and that in all of us that He can work something in us. That we're not sleeping longer, that we are no longer be so lukewarm, but that we become fiery, full of fire in the Spirit, to serve the Lord, ready to serve the Lord. Perhaps Brother Müller, Brother Graf, they are coming. Who is here from Czech Republic? Where is Brother Kukaczka? Brother Witt, please come. Brother Idoni, we call today to the front. Who is the next one? Please come now to the front. Brother Kupfer, please come. Please come also. Just come and we will pray. Who of you comes? We are all praying. Whoever wishes to come from the ministering brethren, we are all praying. Please, O faithful Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence in our midst. You have revealed your word to us. You spoke to us through your word. Lord, we have only one desire. May you kindle this word in us. May you kindle the fire in us so that your word can accomplish in us for what you have sent it for. So that we don't go out here empty-handed, but that we have your testimony in us, so that we can be really your children, children of promise. I thank you, Lord, for your promises which you have given us, and all these promises you fulfilled, and you will still fulfill them. That's how we heard it, Lord, because you are the beginning and the end, and we have only one longing, one desire, come, that you are coming to your right. May you walk forward with us, that we one day can be part of when you will return, because this is our longing, this is our desire, this is the cry of our heart. With this we go to bed, and with this we get up. Every minute may we remain sober in your word, May we remain sober in your world, in the world. But may your word be the lamp unto our feet in everything what we do. Lord, I ask you, bless all brothers who are ministering the word. May you be at work everywhere where there is disunity. May you bring an order where there is still disorder. May you pour out your spirit so that all the world has to recognize that we have something what they don't have. Namely, we have you as the revealed word, written or revealed. Both are you, Lord. Because on this rock I will build my church. This you said, and you will do it. And this rock are you. This rock is the revealed word. This rock is all in all. We praise you for it. Lord, I ask you, may you now dismiss us with your blessing. Bless every soul. Bless every brother, every sister, every minister. Lord, I ask you, may you bless especially Brother Frank in all what he does. Lord, we praise you. It's not only empty words. We want to experience it, Lord. We want to experience your word today and forever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Nous te sommes infiniment reconnaissants pour cette bonne parole que tu nous as accordée encore durant ce week-end. Depuis hier, tu nous as parlé et encore aujourd'hui, tu as encore ajouté. Seigneur, nous te remercions de tout notre cœur. Nous nous remettons seulement entre tes mains. Toi, le souverain berger, que tu puisses nous conduire. Seigneur notre Dieu, toi qui connais les profondeurs de nos cœurs, qui connais tous nos manquements, nos faiblesses, Père, nous regardons qu'à toi. Toi qui as commencé en nous cette bonne œuvre, nous sommes certains que tu l'achèveras.
Amen.
Merci, ô Père bien-aimé. Nous nous remettons seulement entre tes mains. Au nom de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ, nous avons ainsi prié. Amen.
Amen.
Highly praised and highly blessed be our God. Today, the Lord spoke to us. This is inspiration worked by God. And therefore we are here because we love His word. Highly praised. Here it's written above. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What we have heard is not a message of a man. We are agreeing with every word. To you be all the praise and all the honor. I thank you, faithful Lord and God. I thank you for the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. I give you the honor for this truth, for your righteousness, for the faith, for all the prophets which you confirmed and vindicated. Lord, believing and understanding, this is the Bible. This is your holy word. It cannot be bypassed. This word remains standing. This we have heard and this we believe. We take your word very serious, Lord. You know all the circumstances. We know you are our helper. You are our comforter. You are our God. May your will be done. Your will we have heard. A perfect harmony, and this we believe, Lord. To you belongs all the honor. May this love which we sung, may it be in us. And I thank you for the seriousness of your holy word, so that we recognize in what kind of time we are living. Highly praised, highly blessed. May his promises be fulfilled. Lord, we are not giving commandments, but we are just loving you, and we submit ourselves under you. I thank you for such a harmony. I thank you for such a love, for your grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Ja, oh Gott. Mein Gott.
Nebeský Otče.
Oh Gott.
Jsem ti vděčný, že můžu být na tomto místě,
mein Gott,
kde je zvěstováno tvé drahé a svaté slovo, plné moci a síle, skrze služebníka tvého, bratra Franka, pane. A já tě prosím ve jménu Pána Ježíše Krista, že bys jej požehnal, že bys mu dal nést své slovo svému lidu, plné moci a síle, potvrdil mocnými divy a znameními, že by tvůj lid byl vyvolán a sjednocen skrze tvé slovo a tvého ducha svatého. A ty, pane, jsi byl chválen a veleben na všelikém místě, pane. Nebo ty jediný jsi hoden, ty jediný jsi ta pravda, láska i život, pane. A my jsme plně a celé závislí na tvé milosti, na tvé lásce, pane. A tak, pane, nech vyleješ tu lásku do srdcí svého lidu, pane. Nech poženáš svůj lid, pane. A nech je oslaveno tvé jméno uprostřed tvého lidu, pane. O Bože, jak jsem ti vděčný. Požehnej bratra Franka. Obnov jeho mladost, pane. A dej mu nést své slovo, moc a síle svému lidu k sjednocení, k naplnění tvého posledního volání, o Bože. Já ti za všecko děkuji v Ježíšově svaté jménu. Amen.
Beloved Lord Jesus, I want to thank you with all my heart for your faithfulness. Just now, I'm thinking when you were on this earth, this woman was so overwhelmed. Blessed are those who hear and keep your word. Please keep this word in us. Bless your people from the riches of your grace. Amen. And all the people said,
celého srdce tobě děkujeme, veliký a mocný Bože, Otče náš, za tvé nádherné svaté slovo. Ano, ke komu půjdeme, ty máš slova věčného života. O, naplň to svoje slovo při jednom každém z nás. Je naše veliká prosba a očekávání. Děkujeme tobě za to napomenutí, děkujeme za to potěšení. Ano, v tvém slově je vše, co potřebujeme. A tak učin to ke své cti a chvé chvále. K oslavě svého nádherného jména, Pán Ježíš Kristus. Haleluja. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bruder Schmidt. Mein Gott.
Great God, we say thanks to you with all our heart for the faithfulness that you in all peoples and tongues, on all the continents, you have people all over who praise you. You understand all the languages. Not one is there which you would not understand. Lord in heaven, I thank you for your grace and for your faithfulness. Lord Jesus, we ask you, bless everywhere wherever your people are. Bless everywhere where you have men whom you have chosen as the watchmen on the walls of Zion, who are warning your people. Help us that we are hearkening to this warning sound, that we not only hear it, but that we hearken to it, that we receive it, and that we are doing accordingly for the praise of your name. Bless all over, also those who were tuned in. Do your work in your church. Lord, build it up. Make it according to the pattern as you did it at the beginning, so that you are glorified and praised, so that we praise you and honor you. Even if we do it in other tongues, help us. Amen. Right at the end, in closing, the wonderful verses from Psalm 103, verse 16 and 17. All who are keeping his covenant, to them he gives it, that also children's children are being blessed and are being saved. How many want to receive it today? All. Oh my God. Oh my God. Dear Lord, we are reading these words again. Again from Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them who fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments, to do them. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we are lifting up our voices together in faith, in the perfect faith, and we thank you for such words in the Holy Scripture. You made a covenant with us. We are the children of the new covenant. Your words were written into our hearts, and we lay before you all the families. Oh God, intervene. Start today to make your word true, to save children, to deliver them and to save them. Dear Lord, you blessed us, and we thank you for all the past years. You were carrying us in patience. You let your word penetrate unto the ends of the earth. Beloved Lord, may it please you to complete your work shortly, so that you are arising, because not by power nor by might it shall happen, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Let your Spirit fall upon all of us. Come on us. Baptize us. Baptize
us. Mit Geist und
with
Feuer.
A spirit and fire.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Rühmet
glorify
die Kraft,
the power
Blutes,
of his blood,
Wortes,
of his word,
und
and
seines Geistes.
Of his spirit.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Halleluja. Halleluja. Gelobt sei der Herr.
Blessed be the Lord,
unser Gott,
our God.
Ihm sei die Ehre,
to him be the honor, now and forever.
Und bitte teilt es auch denen mit,
and please tell them also who were not here today. I had phone calls where there are problems in the families.
And
one phone call was among many tears. Our sister was so touched on her inside. And I thank God for the word which was read. Every word is true. And if it is revealed to us, that it is written for us, that it becomes true in us. This must just become like this, brothers and sisters, that we are not just reading or hearing and are thinking, this God spoke to somebody at some time. No, this God said to you today, to me and for us. He said it today to us. Take all the words with you. And I say it once again. Get up with it and go to bed with it. That as written, that we don't leave God in rest until he has mercy on us. But the desire must be in us. And then he satisfies the desire which he has laid into us. Now we give you greetings to all our friends, to all our brothers and sisters, to the Czech Republic, to Poland, into Slovakia, to Austria, Italy, yes, Switzerland, Belgium, France, all over, really everywhere. We are joined in the Lord. Without us, God will not be able to complete his work. Please don't come too late, but take part now in that what God is doing right now. We don't want to preach any longer now. My heart is filled with thanksgiving, filled with much thanksgiving for that what God did already. And you should have heard all these prayers in all the languages. All of them, they expressed of what's all about. And I tell you, the Lord is already at work. Also this day and this weekend will have been worthwhile. And should brothers and sisters are connected online now, the Lord God, may he bless from the rising of the sun unto its going down. May he bless his blood-bought flock. And may he complete his work with all of us by grace. Once again, take greetings with you. Where is our sister from Johannesburg? Just take greetings with you. God bless from the riches of his grace. Pardon? Brother Müller has the question. Last night we had a larger number of prayer requests. Who experienced already that God answered this prayer last night? Let us see the hands. Yes, there are some. There are some. Brother Müller is a man of faith. And we thank the Lord for it. We thank God for it, that he answers prayers. How many want to be included now in this prayer? Is there still somebody? Yes. Why not? And I also would like to commit myself into the grace of God. On Thursday, very early in the morning, it goes to South America. Remember me in your prayers. And the faithful Lord, may He be with all of us. May He let His face shine upon us. May He give us His peace by His grace. To remain in His Word under the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do you all want it? Say Amen. Then let us sing Hallelujah, be praised.